Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to the Roman Show. It's April 23rd. We are back live on the Roman Show. Tonight we have a very special show for you as we welcome former WWF Women's Champion Alani Kai. She is a legend of the sport. She will be here on the Roman Show in just a short time. And we have lots to talk about, including weird news, entertainment, current news, and the whole nine yards. So make sure you keep it tuned right here on the Roman Show as the show will start any second now. And not only that, ladies and gentlemen, we will also be talking a little bit of NBA action as the Miami Heat are taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. As the show actually is on right now as we speak, so we'll keep you posted with that. Tweet us at The Roman Show. We have an official Twitter account at The Roman Show. And like our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/Roman Show Media.
Consider the beat, I consider the pounds, he considers the people when he considers the crowd. Ain't nothing to it cause we all go through it. It's the start of the Roman Show, let's go through it. Come on, we pop shots as you lick in your chops. The straight to the top, the moment that the solar will drop. Yeah, got it a lock and tied in the knot. We got the industry crossover like it or not. You rocked it. You haven't been all, you haven't been heard. From Miami up to Detroit, 3 1/3. East Coast, West Coast, yeah, we go on a curve. With a red carpet news break shocking the world. Come on, ride, coming on the Roman Show. Coming back to attack the world, we'll go. MMA and pro wrestling, I can't go. Platforms designed for us, Roman Show. We're gonna make the world stop, know that name. In the scoop, he's not afraid to flip this game. Brandy's a bogey, you all look the same. We gon' rock and one of our shells, break the brain. Calling if you got questions for the Roman Show. Comment concerns or suggestions for the Roman Show. Bringing topics of discussion to the Roman Show. Like a chance for the word about the Roman Show. Calling if you got questions for the Roman Show. Comment concerns or suggestions for the Roman Show. Bringing topics of
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
Yo, high five. Yo, hey, monkey, it's me, DDP, the king of bada bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, are you monkey? You're listening to The Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to romandh@yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, romandh@yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Justin Timberlake to Killswitch Engage. That's how we like to do it here on The Roman Show. Welcome to another episode, April 23rd, on this lovely Tuesday evening. We got some NBA playoff action going on as we speak, but we'll be talking some entertainment, some weird news, and more. Especially with all the talk of the Boston Marathon bombing and such a tragedy that it was. But it just doesn't stop with all these conspiracy theories. I'd like to address the issue. You know, Infowars.com, which is headlined by Alex Jones, has stated that this is all a plot of the federal government. Glenn Beck has gone on and said that for the record, although both fight and say that one has the first scoop. Also, CNN dropping the ball big time by stating a statement that was not true, jumping the gun before having some actual facts. Associated Press getting hacked today, stating that the White House had been blown up with two explosives, that Barack Obama was injured, That was not the case, as we found out that the Associated Press Twitter account was hacked. And that had a major effect on the stock market. As soon as that tweet went out, the market plunged. Comes to show you how much social media has power. That happened today. But we'll be talking about that a little later today. On the other line, I have Joe the reporter. Joe, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, not much. Man, this Boston bombing is really getting... Let me put this in this way. You know, it already happened. Really mourn these people. It's time to move on. You know, now's when they're going to bring out the dirt, you know, conspiracy this, conspiracy that. You know what? Let's leave that to them. Let's listen. Let's go on right now and let's talk about some good old wrestling, how they say in good old South.
Yeah, well, let's do that because it's very, very touchy subject. They just interviewed the wife of the suspect that was killed. She was an American born here in the United States who converted to Islam, and now they're interrogating her. She had a child with the suspect, the alleged suspect, because as of right now, you know, he died to a court, so we can't accuse him of anything. So the alleged suspect that died, and they're trying to interrogate her to find out what details they could find out on what led these two men to conduct the tragedy that happened last Monday. But needless to say, let's talk about something fun, and that's pro wrestling, as we are going
you
to speak
that.
To a legend, Leilani Kai. What an honor it is to have this young lady here. Call her young lady because she's still young. But Leilani Kai, what a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for us to have her here on the Roman Show. She is a former WWF. I say WWF because before WWE was WWF. She appeared on two WrestleManias, including WrestleMania 10 against Alondra Blaze. But the lady is not done, as she is training the top prospects of professional women wrestling. She is training ladies as Amber O'Neill, who is making headlines in the world of women's professional wrestling. She is also an assistant trainer at Women of Wrestling, which company is definitely making some big moves out in Vegas. They have great shows out there. They have, it gets bigger by the minute.
Yes, we do.
She also wrestled for WCW for a short time. She appeared in two WrestleManias, I stated, the first Survivor Series, first Royal Rumble, and first SummerSlam. So this lady is an icon. She was also a former WWE Lady Tag Team Champion and All Japan Women's Champion. So when it comes to accolades, she is no stranger to it because she has a long list of it. She is going to make an appearance at the Mid-Atlantic Legends event on August 1st through the 4th in North Carolina. You can visit MidAtlanticLegends.com for information, and she is booked for that show. And she just recently had her first shoot interview on rfvideo.com. And rfvideo.com has interviewed all these professional wrestlers and folks that have been involved with professional wrestling. And needless to say, they let it all out. They let loose. And you can check that out, but we're going to get a little sneak preview here as we're going to welcome Leilani Kai in just a few minutes here on The Roman Show. With that said, let's go to a quick break. We'll be right back with more on The Roman Show with Leilani Kai. Hang tight, guys. Remember, tweet us at the official Roman Show Twitter account. That's at The Roman Show. At The Roman Show. You can visit to my personal one, which is Roman DH, but tweet The Roman Show at The Roman Show and fuck. It was no lie, man. The guy needed surgery.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest
and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/The Roman Show. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com.
If every day goes like this, how do we survive? We're working late on the night shift to get peace of mind. If every day goes like this, how do we survive?
A little Eric Fries to lead us into the next segment of The Roman Show. Again, follow us on our official Twitter handle. That's @TheRomanShow, @TheRomanShow, and like us on our fan page, facebook.com/RomanShowMedia. We're giving away free stuff from t-shirts to signed posters. We got the whole nine yards, so make sure you follow us and like us. And heck, even follow us on Instagram, @RomanDH. You got an Instagram account there, Joe?
No, I just keep it on Facebook. No. I still don't see the point of
Instagram. Yeah, something with Instagram. They really put some funky looking pictures. Some that we don't even really need to see. But needless to say, right now is an honor.
Too.
Yeah. Look, right now is really a true honor to welcome in our first guest here on The Roman Show. It really, truly is as we welcome Leilani Kai. What an honor to have this lady here on the program with so many accolades.
I am overwhelmed. Leilani, welcome to The Roman Show.
Welcome to The Roman Show, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much again for taking some time for us. And we understand that you just recently had your first shoot interview.
That was on RF Video.com.
I've seen some of those shoot interviews, and many of the folks that have been involved with pro wrestling have pretty much released everything they have to get off their chest. And was this the same experience for you, Leila?
I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Can you tell me again?
Sure. You
just recently had your first ever shoot interview at RFVideo.com. And I understand that several other wrestlers go out and they release a lot of the stuff they have out of the chest. How was that experience with RFVideo.com?
Yes, I did. I did it about 2 weeks ago. It was a lot of fun. It's my first one, my first shoot interview. I might make one more, but I have some interesting stories. I enjoyed it very much. I just let loose.
And now it's your first one. There's several wrestlers that have appeared in these shoot videos. But what made you decide to finally do it?
Yes, I was excited, yes. I haven't done one ever, and that's my first one. I hope to do another one, maybe along with Side of Judy Martin next time.
But was there a
particular anything motivation behind it?
Pardon, I didn't understand you. I'm sorry.
Are you getting feedback? Because it seems like you happen to have the show.
Um, I'm sorry, you sound double to me. I can't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry. I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah, okay, here we go. We're going to try to... Okay, there you go. I have some feedback issues.
All right,
issues.
It's better.
Yeah, better. Okay, yeah. Sometimes you apologize to the producer. He's falling asleep. We have to call him out later. You know how it is, some guys. It didn't work. Leilani, I was mentioning as far as your video, was there a particular reason way or motivation behind this first ever shoot interview you did?
I just wanted to talk about what my life was training at Mullah's camp, at Mullah's training school, and it was like being on the road with her, and just the little things I've done here and there, and going to Japan, and it was mainly about my life with Mullah, actually, being in her school, and a lot of the girls, you know, too. I just wanted to tell some interesting stories of my adventures on the road. But I had a good time doing it. I have a lot more stories and a lot more to talk about, but I didn't have enough time. I did like 3 hours, it seemed like, but I enjoyed it. I talked about mostly Mullah and my experience at WrestleManias, WrestleMania 1 and 10, and going to Japan, and my travels around the world. I've been around the world about 3 times, and that's mainly what I did. I let off on a couple of things, but they'll just have to listen to the RF video.
There it is. You can check that out, rfvideo.com. And, you know, to have been trained by Fabulous Mullah, that in itself was an honor. And we'll talk about that shortly, but I need to ask you, looking at this year's WrestleMania, there was no women's title on the line. As a women's wrestler yourself, being in the WWE, training with the Fabulous Mullah, the great women that wrestled in the ring, that carried that belt proudly. Did you see this WrestleMania as sort of I want to go as far as saying a slap to the face to women's wrestling, that they did not have a one-on-one, no women's title in WrestleMania whatsoever?
Well, I did watch it, and I was disappointed not to see it, but I think it goes in fabs sometimes. I think that later on they will. They can drop women for a while and then they'll bring them back. But I was surprised they didn't bring any women wrestling into it. I've seen plenty of the nice ones. I've got my 4 favorites actually. I like Mickie James, Victoria, Beth Phoenix, Trish Stratus. But I don't know. They just need to scout around and get some new talent, and that's what I want to do. I want to teach new talent on what I've trained through the years. I want to contribute to women's wrestling and teach women's wrestling, and I think if I did, it would help some.
Did you by any chance, Leilani, feel any discouragement when they decided to change the drop the Divas title?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. You're breaking up on me.
It's okay. Did you find any discomfort when the WWE decided to change the name of the title from a women's title to a Divas title?
I didn't really care for it, but that's their prerogative of what they want to do. I mean, I like WWE, so... I mean, I think they know what they're doing. They wouldn't be as successful as they are, but that's just the way they do things, I guess. I can't say much about it. I'm not in that era right now. It's back when I was back in WWE, it was different. It's a lot different now. Things change. Time changes. But maybe it's just a new word they wanted to use, you know, a new title they wanted to use. That's okay with me.
Well, you yourself, your assistant trainer out there at WOW, which is definitely WOW because they produce great, great, great products there of all those beautiful, talented women. In fact, we down here managed to see one of them perform here in action, Santana G. But you are out there as an assistant trainer. Tell me of some of the talent that's coming up. I some of the highlights of WOW, and I must say, if you guys have not seen professional wrestling, recently on TV, you got to see WOW. But what can you tell us about some of the new and up-and-coming talent?
I went out there with another trainer. She was a head trainer. Her name was Selena Majors. We went to California, I think it was October. And about 20, I think it was like 20 ladies auditioned for it, and they came in. And they were pretty. They were really nice-looking young ladies. And we did a lot of hard training with them. They were real excited about getting in the ring. We trained like probably 7 or 8 hours a day. Some of them, I don't know. They were just brand new. They were just brand new talent. They'd never been in the ring before, never been around wrestling. But when we started training, they started catching up with it, and I had my picks on most of them. There's probably 5 or 6 I would say were very, very good. I went to the first event because I only stayed for just a short time. I had other obligations to do, and I come back to the first event they did, and I thought they did really well for the first time in the ring because they did better than I did when I first started. But one stuck out in my head was she's really wanting to be into the wrestling business, and her name is Tatavik, and she plays in these she is actually an actress, and she just did a movie called Rush with Randy Couture. And after she would do that 10 hours, she would come to the training center for practice, and she really worked hard, and she sticks out in my mind. And she's really good at the martial arts weaponry too, and I think it's going to be exciting to work out with her more. She called me the other day and told me that she was really itching and scratching her back and scratching her arms, scratching her legs, and she wants to get back in the ring. But right now, she's really ready to get in the ring. I'm really excited about trying to help her and train her, and I think she's going to be on your show next week, I hope. And she's very she's into Aikido Kan kickboxing. And I think that she's going to be a rising star. She's one of my favorites. And she's been keeping in touch with me, wanting to work out and train as hard as she can. And I'm hoping that when I'm doing the Fan Fest in August, it's August 1st to the 4th. It's for MidAtlanticLegends.com for Greg Price. I'm going to be teaching there as a coach with Tom Pritchard, Les Thatcher, Tully Blanchard, Jerry Briscoe. And I'm trying to get some of these students from WOW to come out if they can, because they need some extensive more training. They're wanting to do some more training for the ring, and I'm hoping that they will. I came to a stop right now for a brief break, and it was for David McLean, and I enjoyed the first event. They had a second event, and it's come to a halt for the moment, but I'm hoping that later on they'll start back up, and I'd like to still be training these ladies because they're a great talent, and I'm just wanting to teach wrestling. That's all I really care to do right now. I just, I've only been in the ring maybe an 8 years twice. I just did, last Saturday, I wrestled for Ring Warriors for Howard Brody down in Fort Lauderdale, and I thought I did pretty good. So I can still get in there and kick it around, you know.
Right.
But
yeah, Ring Warriors
is
a great show down here.
A great experience for me, because all I want to do is teach wrestling. And that was my last project that I did.
Yeah, Ring Warriors is a great promotion down here in South Florida, and they bring out the best talent. So glad you had a chance to work with Brody. But we're actually going to have the gamer here next week, so you can hear from her. Now, Leilani, looking at some of the talent, as you stated, there's a lot of them out there right now at WOW. Recently, there was a documentary on GLOW that aired on television. Did you manage to catch some of that? And do you think that women's wrestling will come back? There was a recent documentary on GLOW.
I'm sorry. I didn't see it.
Yeah, there was a recent documentary.
I know of it, though. I just haven't seen it. I missed it. I'm sorry I missed it.
I'm sure you could catch it on demand or on YouTube. But my question is the following is, do you think that women's wrestling could come back as it was back then?
Yes, I think it goes in circles. You know, wrestling goes in circles, and I think it will come back. And as a trainer, I would try to bring it back to the way it was for me, like in the 80s and 90s, if possible. I'm a technical wrestler, and I want to teach it, and that's the way I want to teach it, psychology and how to protect yourself and how to take bumps and just have a good time out there. And that's what my goal is now, is to just teach. I'm not really interested in really wrestling much in the ring. I will, but I'm just wanting to teach it like it used to be and bring it back like it was. I'm sure a lot of fans miss it like that these days.
Yeah,
I get a lot of fan mail.
Right, correct. It's not like you ladies did it back then, you know, hardcore, brutal, the hair pulling, the taking some stiff shots. And you know, I personally miss that watching it on TV. Now, you are booked for the Mid-Atlantic Legends. That event is taking place August 1st through the 4th in North Carolina. It seems to be a big gathering of legends like yourself.
Are you talking about the Fan Fest?
Yes.
In August?
Yes, correct.
Yes. I'm going to be a coach there. I think it's a four-day. I don't know if it's every day for me, but there's going to be many more coaches in the future coming into it, too. But I know it's Tom Pritchard and Les Thatcher and Jerry Briscoe and Tully Blanchard. So far as I know, that's who it is. But I'm one of the lady coaches, yes. And I'm hoping a lot of talent will come there and take advantage of this because you got some great coaches right here in front of me. You know, I've got wrote down that I found out was going to be there. So I'm excited for it. Right. That's right up my alley.
Absolutely. Now, Leilani, I got to ask you, because aside from the wrestling, and we'll get back to that in just a second, but you also enjoy motorcycling, deep sea fishing, and you like to hunt wild boar. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that was in my younger days. Probably I was like, you know, 16, 17 years old. But bikes, no, I don't really ride bikes no more, but I used to. But I used to like to go boar hunting, yes. That was my favorite sport, and deep sea fishing. Yes, I love doing that.
Aside from the wrestling. Do you still do it?
Besides the wrestling. I'm sorry?
Do you still go out and deep sea fish? I know you're in Florida right now, so have you enjoyed
fishing? Oh yes, I'm in Orlando now. That's where I'm going to base myself out of. So that's where I'm going to be living, either here or Tampa. So I'm going to go deep sea fish as much as I can. I try to catch it, you know, mostly in the wintertime. But that's what I like to do. I like deep sea fish, and I like to work out and study women's wrestling. Just watch it and study it and see what I can gather up. I try to go to different schools if I can. I've traveled a little bit, going like from different schools, one school to another. And actually, tomorrow I'm going to a school. It's called Team Vision Dojo. It's in Orlando. It's called IBelieveInWrestling.com, and I'm going to watch some ladies work out there, see what I can see to help out. So I like doing seminars, and I might go to Texas for a couple of them. But I've been kind of traveling around a little bit, kind of looking at schools and looking at what kind of talent they have. And there's lots of women out there, lots of talent out there, you know, trying to get in the business. And I want to do what I can to help, you know, do the best I can.
And Leilani, going, traveling to different schools and giving your two cents into the career as a professional wrestler, does it take you back when you yourself were trying to make it in the business? And how does this motivate you to help these young ladies get back to learn what they should learn? And how does it make you feel, not only as a professional trainer, as a professional wrestler, but as a human being, to help these ladies realize their goal, their dreams come true?
Because that was my goal and dream back in the 70s, like 76. And it wasn't very easy at all to get into it at all. It was very, very hard. And when I heard about Mula School, that was the only school there was. I did go up there, and it was hardcore. And I worked out with a lot of the ladies that were working for her, a lot like Susan Green and Judy Martin and Vicki Williams and Joyce Grable. And it was like a family, actually. And we all worked out with one another and trained on the road together. And I started wanting to go to Japan to get some more training as much as I could. I spent a lot of my life in Japan. But I would take anybody that wanted that dream, anyone that really wants it in their heart, and I would take and mold it and do the best I can from my knowledge of being in the business and being around the world and wrestling and training. And I trained a lot in Japan. A whole lot. The training was very intense over there. So I would like to produce some of that too, of what I know. I enjoy just teaching. That's what I've just been wanting to do for quite a while now, and that's what I'm going to do.
What do you think is the biggest challenge getting into women's professional wrestling for a young lady?
The biggest challenge? Biggest challenge is to be the best, I guess. To train hard and try to be the best and to get on top, I guess. I don't know how to answer that one.
Well, I mean, try you know, you're going to a school and some of the obstacles that you face. And I'm sure there's many of them. You know, it could be an injury, self-esteem. It could be so many. But what do you think, ladies going into professional wrestling? You know, I'm a young lady. I want to get into sport. What are some of the obstacles that I should expect and I should prepare, and how should I overcome them?
Well, myself, I've never really gotten hurt in the ring because I was trained the proper way. And that's what I would do, is train somebody the proper way so they wouldn't get hurt. I've seen many girls get hurt in the ring, but there's ways of protecting and taking care of yourself when you get in the ring to wrestle. It's not easy. It's really, it's brutal. It's hard. But I don't know what else to tell you about that.
No, it's okay.
It was just made for me. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, Leilani. No, I got to ask you, because some females get trained by males, and they weren't as lucky as you that was trained like a Fabulous Moolah. But do you see there a big difference, and what do you think is the benefit by being taught by a lady compared to a male?
Well, I pretty much work like a male does. I think it's just the different sides that we work. I work from the right side, and I can work from the left side. That's the only difference from the males. They're toughens them up, really. But I work like a male, so I could probably take 10 guys down, no problem. Joke. But I don't see anything wrong with women getting trained by male wrestlers. I've seen some good talent come out from them. I think Mickey James was trained by Mills, Victoria, Beth Phoenix, Trish Stratus, Lita. I took Lita and gave her first baby steps, but I think she was trained, you know, by Mills afterwards. I thought she did real good. I don't see any really much difference.
Now, training with Fabulous
Elite. The guy trainers that I know that train some of these girls are very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Now, Leilani, yeah. Now, being trained by the great late Fabulous Moolah, would you consider her more than just a training partner, but more of a friend? because I know, like you stated, it was a family feel in that training camp. Can you just describe to us the feeling it was when you ladies got together and just tried to be the best inside the squared circle?
If you went to Lula's school, she had access to most promoters, you know, everywhere. If you went to her, you're going to get booked, and she could get you booked out. As far as, like, training, we all, like, learn from one another, and you don't actually really learn much until you get into the ring in front of fans, audience. I trained my butt off with the girls that she had. Mula very seldom come out to the gym. She to come out there watch a little bit, but I mainly got trained by the girls that were trained there, and we all trained ourselves, you know, and worked with each other. I didn't. Mula wasn't much into that. She was more or less the booker. She booked us out, and when we go on the road, in fact, my first couple 3 weeks was real hard. I trained, but when I got in the ring, it was different. You know, your mind's different, but you get your experience in the ring. Even if you have a trainer, it teaches you how to do bumps or falls or a little bit of holds or whatever. You don't really get your experience until you get, you know, into the ring, the actual ring in front of an audience at an event. And that's how I learned, because I was just lost when I first started. I was completely lost. It didn't matter how much I knew. I was lost. But I got my training actually from being in the ring. And the fans helped a lot, you know. So that's how I got my training, was in the ring in front of the audience. And I trained. I knew my bumps and I knew some holds, and that's all I knew. But just experience in the ring is how I learned, and doing all the traveling I did. And I was going to make myself learn how to do this. This is what I really wanted. And I wouldn't take back nothing.
And looking back at your career, who would you say you had the most pleasure to work with inside the squared circle, and who did you not have the most pleasure to work with inside the squared circle?
I liked working with Joyce Grable, Susan Green. I love having Judy as my partner. I have a couple women in Japan. The Bomb Angels were a lot of fun. It was hard, but it was a lot of fun. Vicki Weems was a bit tense for me. I did not like working wrestling with Mula. I didn't like her being on the road with me, actually. I'm sorry. I just didn't like her being on the road with me. I just like working with the girls that were trained at her school. And
why did you like
a booker.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Why didn't you like working with Mula?
I don't know. She just didn't want to let go, and she was always just for herself. To me, she was just for herself, and she would never put anybody past her. She was always the leader, and I just didn't ever have a very good time with her. When I did WrestleMania with her, I was so miserable. Sorry, I just got to tell the truth. I was just really miserable, and I didn't have a good time at all. It was just hard working. She was a very controlled person. She was a good booker, and she got us booked out, but that was what she was good at. And my era of training and working in the ring was different from hers. I wanted to get further myself, and she just didn't want to let go, and I just didn't have a good time with her on the road, really, at all. I love doing, you know, WrestleMania and being up in New York and traveling and doing, you know, WrestleMania 10. That was the biggest part of my life. But she didn't coach me very well, and she kept things from me, and I didn't really, in WrestleMania, I didn't really know what it was about until I kind of got there. I didn't know much about it until I got there. That was a big event. I didn't know what was going on. I was gone a lot, and Japan. So whenever I come, I came back when I came to WrestleMania. I'm sorry, when I came back to WrestleMania, first one, I came back from Japan. I didn't know what a big event it was. Mm-hmm. When I went inside the building, I saw these big stars there, and I didn't have any interview skills. I have maybe some now, but I had everything I did, I had to teach myself. She was a good booker, and that was all there was to it. Not too many of the women could get along with her very well. She was a good booker, and she was very well respected from WWE, and I respect that. There's some dark stories, and someday I'll maybe talk about them. You watch RF video, and you'll find out.
So you're saying that you respected her? You respected her as a professional booker, but did you have that friendly relationship with her?
Barely did. I heard she'd gone on her little shoot interviews and knocked me. So I really don't care. I got myself established, and you know, she didn't do it for me. I did it myself, and along with other talent that was out there to help me get through it. But I didn't really get along with her very well. I just tried to be professional and keep my mouth shut. You always kept your mouth shut all the time, you know, on the road with her. Everybody just kept quiet. Nobody said anything. It was like a little circle. Just don't go outside that circle and say anything. It was just out of respect, I guess. You have to respect the woman. And I did in somewhat respect her. And that's about it. But I didn't hate her, but I didn't really like her very much. If she was to book out talent, she, if you couldn't do anything for her, then she had nothing to do with you, you know, like to different territories and all. We would go on the road. A lot of times we wouldn't have, like, no money to go on the road. She'd have to give us money to go on the road with because we weren't making anything. And but I was just struggling. And what little we'd make, we'd do the best we could with it. She was always okay. But I can only respect her that as a booker and for having a school and having the best talent come out of her school. That's about it. anybody came from her school was, I considered, great talent. And she had control over most territories to have her talent only work for them only. You know, we were only ones able to work for these territories. They would only use her girls. And that's the only reason I went to her school. But I enjoyed it there because of the other talent of the girls.
Hello, Leilani?
Yes.
Hello? Yeah, for some reason they were having some issues. Well, I'd like to ask you before we conclude, because and I don't want to take too much time out of you. I know you're getting ready for that big event coming up in August. You just wrestled in Ring Wars. Any other appearances you'll be doing out here in Florida or anywhere else aside from you visiting these schools?
I hope so. Anyone, I'm out just looking for like 24 of the top male or female talents to train and work out with and help. I'm going to open up a school. I don't know where, but I'm going to. And anyone can, you know, book me by calling me at 843-542-5371 or contacting me by Facebook. And I hope I can do some wrestling out there. I'm kind of ready. I haven't done much of it, but I'm kind of ready to do it. I've created some good students. I had a school once in Nashville for I had like 17 students, and that's what I want to do. It was under Burt Prentice and some under Mike Porter, And I one named Christy Ritchie. She was very good. She went on to pursuing her career and went to Mexico a lot. I don't know exactly if she's doing much of it now. And I had a couple male students, Nick Fury and Steve Stasiak. And right now I'm concentrating on Popovic because I think she's going to be a rising star. And her doing her movies and training on Aikido Kan kickboxing. I'm proud of her, and I'm hoping to work out with her because I think she's a real rising star, and I know she's going to be on your show next week.
That's right.
I'm hoping that WOW will start back up. Dave McLean is a great commentator, and he had a great ring announcer named DanMastersLive.com. He's a great talent, and with all this together, I hope that it starts back up, and that's where I would really like to be out in California with WOW Wrestling, because there's a lot of great talented women up there, and I'd like it to start back, and I'm hoping soon it will. I think it's just on a little break right now, and he's traveling around. David McLean is right now doing some other business, but I'm hoping it'll work out. And I hope everybody watches RF video because there's some good stories in there. And I'm going to do another one soon, along with Judy, I hope. And that's about all I can think about telling you.
Leilani, I really do appreciate it. I don't want to take too much time.
I'm
really,
sorry,
really
you
honored.
Up so many times, I got lost.
To
talk to you.
I was
lost just trying to think about what you're trying to ask me, so
right, no, and I apologize. Yeah. Unfortunately, our system here is down, and they're trying to fix the whole darn thing. I don't know if all these hackers are hacking into the system, but I apologize. But I'd love to invite you here on the show at a future date. It's been an honor to speak to you. We're going to speak to one of your student next week here on the Roman Show at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So she'll be allowing us to see how you train students. So she'll be giving us that student vision, that student perspective as far as your training goes. But if you guys want to book Leilani Kai, again, you can find her on Facebook. She also mentioned her phone number. She's going to be at the Mid-Atlantic Legends event. You can visit midatlanticlegends.com August 1st through the 4th in North Carolina. She's looking for the best male and female wrestlers out there. But Leilani, it's been a true honor to have you, ma'am. And I got to ask you, has the WWE asked you for any possible Hall of Fame induction?
Not quite yet, but I'm sure in the future they will. You know, they've got a lot of talent. I'm not the only one. They got dozens of talent, you know, besides me. So it just takes time, but someday they will, and I'll be honored, you know. So, but I'm not in no hurry. I just want to – I'm hoping just to teach classes and have a school. You know, just continue what I can. That'll be my joy out of wrestling, is just to teach. That's all I want to do, is teach. That's all I talk about. I'm excited.
And I'm sure,
ready. I'm working out.
And I'm sure you'll be
shape,
a phenomenal
so.
teacher. And I'm sure you'll be a great
do.
You are. I'm sure you're a great trainer. And for any ladies out there, if you want to get trained professionally by a professional wrestler, a future Hall of Famer, Leilani Kai is a lady to reach out to. And again, if you want to book her, look her up on Facebook, Leilani Kai. Leilani, thank you so very much. It is an honor to speak to you. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed being on the Roman Show. Thank you. And thank you to all your listeners. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. Have a good night. There you go, ladies
you
and gentlemen. You have heard. Bye-bye. Good night. You've heard from the legend herself, Leilani Kai, here on the Roman Show. And I want to apologize about those cutting in and out. Blog Talk Radio, again, messing up with the system. It's very frustrating to me, to my guests, to the show, and to our sponsors. But we want to try to get this thing hopefully fixed as soon as possible. Special thanks to our sponsors, Vita Coco Water. Instead of drinking your average water without any nutrients, any flavor, well, why don't you buy yourself some Vita Coco Water? Not only are you going to get hydrated, but you're going to get nutrients
and you're going to feel real good at the end of the day. Get yourself some Vital Coco water. You can find it at your nearest local grocery store. Special shout out to Jocko Gear. If you like to train, you got to get yourself Jocko Gear. Why? Well, because it is awesome. You're going to feel good out there. It's not, especially the shirts. The cool thing about the shirts about Jocko, they have cool designs and they're light fitted. So whether you're at the gym inside or whether you're outside training in the heat, you're always going to be feeling cool and smooth with Jocko Gear. Big UFC show coming up this weekend. You want to bet some money. You want to make some money. You got to visit countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K. Visit them for all the information that you need. And it's basically like a mixed martial arts, but a fantasy league. So you visit countermove.com. That's countermove with a K. You guys want to get your own website, but you don't have the money for it? Hey, don't worry about it. The Roman Show gets you covered because, hey, I know how expensive putting a website could be. So who do you got to go to? You got to go to OchoaOnline.com. OchoaOnline.com will take care of you. You let them know that the Roman Show sent you and OchoaOnline.com got you covered. Don't believe me? Look them up. OchoaOnline.com. That's O-C-H-O-A online.com. With that said, guys, we're going to talk to Joe here. Joe, the reporter on the line. Joe, thanks so very much again for joining us. What's the score in the Heat game, by the way?
Whoa. I'm still shocked about the whole interview and about Mueller. But right now the score is 65-74, Miami, fourth quarter, 10 minutes and 39 seconds left.
There you go, the Miami Heat. It's going to see it could be a clean sweep. But, yeah, that interview was – wow. Whew. Leilani Kai definitely spilling out the beans when it comes to the Fabulous Moolah.
It seemed like Fabulous Moolah didn't want to pass the torch to anyone. It was
right.
It was just all about her. You know, I was shocked when I first heard it, and she was just not talking trash. She was talking the truth.
Right. And
you know,
as they say in the streets, it is what it is. And God bless her. You know, God rest her soul. She has passed away. But she's just stating something that she lived through. She's not in any way insulting her. She's just telling you her experience with the late Fabulous Moolah and how she felt.
Yeah. I mean, when she went to that direction and talked about Moolah, I'm here like, wow, this is another side of Moolah that nobody knew. Or nobody was, somebody was afraid to talk about.
Right. Yeah, but she's not. She's not afraid. She is not afraid whatsoever to express her feelings on how she felt about being with a Fabulous Moolah.
Yeah.
And that is just, you got something to say? Tweet it to @TheRomanShow. That's @TheRomanShow. We'd love to hear your opinion about what the great Leilani Kai had to say in regards to the late Fabulous Moolah. Anything in particular that she had to say. And also, very important, some of the talent that she is working with, including the gamer. By the way, she's very beautiful. Very beautiful and talented. You could like her Facebook fan page right now. And so Tate Vic, the gamer. Look her up, and she's going to be on the show next week. And I guess she is part of WOW Wrestling. And you can check that out on Facebook as well. But very interesting facts, things that I didn't know about. And I'm sure she says a lot more on the RF video that she accomplished with the shoot video. And you could purchase that online, of course, at rfvideo.com. But, wow, she definitely... I think we could go ahead and say she laid a pipe bomb. Pipe bomb, maybe. I mean, she did say the truth. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, needless to say, Joe, we're going to take a little small break here before we continue with more action on The Roman Show. Again, like us on our Facebook fan page. That's facebook.com/RomanShowMedia, and on our Twitter account, the official Roman Show Twitter account. Are you following us already, Joe? I know we started up this weekend.
Yeah. Twitter. At the Roman Show.
That's it. At the
you
Roman
tweet.
Show. Follow us right
you
now.
Tweet, guys.
Again, if you, you got to tweet to us your feelings, your thoughts. We want to hear it live here on the show. Okay, we'll be right back after the small break. Keep it tuned right here. Join our chat room. Call in 714-868-0222 is the number. Again, 714-868-0222.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar John Cena. Keep listening to The Roman Show. If you don't, I'll check the phone book. I'll find you. It'll get weird with these. Weird.
When I train, I buy the best fight gear from All Out Fight Shop. They have the best deals and the most fitting clothing and attire. It's a guaranteed knockout. Like them on Facebook at All Out Fight Shop or follow them on Twitter at All Out Fight Shop. Visit them in person at 4805 Northwest 79th Avenue, Unit 9 in Doral, Florida. Sport what the pros wear. All Out Fight Shop. Keep up with the world of The Roman Show by following us on Twitter at RomanDH. Or like our fan page on Facebook. Look up The Roman Show to win free prizes. Hun, turn it down. I'm watching Grey's Anatomy.
Heck no.
Why not?
Because I'm listening to The Roman Show.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show. Every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join The Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com. And notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com.
Woo!
did it. I guess we're on the air, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to put on my suit and tie.
Oh.
I got a little room going on.
We're gonna be all dressed in white for the heat.
Yeah, I'm dressed in white. Got my tie, my suit and tie ready. I think we're gonna celebrate out on the streets.
Ooh.
I know we haven't won it yet, but I'm already jamming. You know, we had the great Leilani Kai here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have a beautiful young lady next week here on the show, who wrestles for WOW, trained by the legend herself, Leilani Kai.
Uh huh.
So I'm feeling good right now. I'm feeling good, Joe.
Oh yeah. Hey, 69.83 heat.
69.83. I think it's time to party, man.
Yeah.
Oh man, good stuff, man. Good music, good vibe. That's how we do it out here in the Roman Show. We have a little bit of fun. Nothing serious, man.
Excitement.
Yeah. You know what? Let's play this song.
Girl, they wish they had it.
A little pre-celebration as the Miami Heat are taking on the Milwaukee Bucks, and they are slaughtering them. You know, it's funny to say, because they said that the Bucks, one of the players said that they'll take the Heat in six. I don't know about that, buddy.
No.
Come on, man.
It's Bucks season.
I don't know. You know, I can't get the point across, Joe, that when some of these players, they predict things, you know, they predict victories, and then at the end, they end up looking like idiots because they don't live up to the hype. They just shut your mouth and play the game, man. You're not a ESPN analyst, commentator, or something like that. Just shut up, play the game. If you win, fine.
Not a fortune teller.
No, come on. Anyway,
hey, guess what? I'm gonna give you the six numbers for the lotto.
Yeah, well, say it. I mean, we might have someone here to win. In fact, but if you do get those numbers and you use them, then you might as well share the wealth, right?
Oh yes.
All right. So check this out. I want to read this news here because it's really amazing how social media has played a major role. And so much so that it could affect the economy. So the AP Twitter account got hacked, Associated Press. And mind you, if you look at that tweet, grammatically it is improperly written. You know, it states breaking, semicolon, two explosions, and then the T and the E is capitalized, which the AP does not do that. So anyways, they ended up tweeting two explosions in the White House and Barack Obama is injured. The AP never calls Barack Obama. They call him as President Barack Obama because that is his title, out of respect.
Uh-huh.
So when that happens, when this tweet goes out, stock market just goes straight to the ground. Because that tweet went out today at around noon, 12:07 p.m. actually, to be exact. And when that happens, stock market just goes down, just like that. Can you believe it?
Wouldn't the people look at the news and figure it out it was all a hoax before jumping to a conclusion?
Well, that's the thing. But not in this case, because the Dow Jones, all right, fell to a 143 point as soon as that tweet came out, after the message was sent out by these hackers on the Twitter feed of the Associated Press. It's just amazing, man, how much so social media has come to turn. That's what you guys, you know, I know some of you guys are out there, some of you funny folks. You guys tweet those little pictures, when you're in the clubs, hanging out, holding those beer bottles, just know that the next time you go for a job interview, don't get shocked if you don't hear back from them. Just throwing that out there, guys. Just throwing that out there. Be clean on Twitter or on Facebook or on social media, because people are taking it a lot more seriously. This weekend, I was in a seminar. And it turns out that there are some jobs that won't even consider you if you don't have 50 connections on your LinkedIn. Can you believe that?
Wow, that's a lot of reference.
And this is a true story. This is not nothing that I'm making this up. This is just true statements. Some companies will not consider you if you don't have proper connections on social media.
Huh.
But that's what it is. All right, guys. Not being said, I'd like to go ahead and touch all of our news today on this beautiful afternoon, which still trying to breathe after Leilani Kai just stated her opinion, and we respect her opinion.
Yeah.
But this guy right here in Florida, in our beautiful South Florida, guy was drinking and he started shooting. But here's what happened. A Florida man pooped in his pants while getting arrested for drinking and shooting guns. Yes, he actually pooped in his pants while he shot a gun to police. This is according to the TC Palm. Michael Johnson and another man were confronted by police on April 9th in a dock in Vero Beach after receiving a report of shots being fired. And police found the two men. They put their weapons in the trunk of their car, but later gave the officer permission to search the car. A .40 caliber Glock pistol and a .45 caliber black powder handgun were found. Johnson admitted to shooting and drinking and told the officer he was impaired. He admitted to having 8 drinks, including 2 cans of Colt 45. I didn't even know they sell those things here. While speaking to the officer, he was swaying and then defecated in his pants. That's right. So, guy was shooting firearm with his friend under the influence. When the cop came up to him, he pooped in his pants.
See, this is why I'm always prepared and I always have to depend on me. So nobody can depend on nobody.
No. You think he had wipes?
Maybe. You know, so you can feel that nice, cool sensation when you wipe your douche. But I feel sorry for the cop that has to clean after that. You know, clean behind that seat. You know.
Yeah, in this case, it's not a bloody mess. It's I don't even want to say it. All right. A man shot himself with a harpoon. But guess what? He survived. It happened in Brazil, who accidentally fired a harpoon through his own face, survived with minimal brain damage and didn't bother to seek medical attention for more than 10 hours. This guy literally stuck himself with a harpoon for 10 hours, and he said, no, I'm not going to the doctor. I'm weighing it in. He said, I don't know if they have health insurance in Brazil. I'm hoping that's the reason he did it. He didn't want to spend money in the emergency room, but gosh, I would have fled to the freaking emergency room. Anyways, this guy who is 34 years old, better known as Bruno Barcelos de Souza Coutinho, was cleaning his fishing gear when the spear gun discharged, sending the foot-long weapon approximately 6 inches into his skull. So instead of rushing to the hospital, he thought he would relax and let the wound heal, prompting his aunt to call the fire department. The man was then lately, right after, was completely... What's that?
So it didn't go all the way through. It didn't go all the way through.
Went 6 inches into his skull.
Wow.
Yes. That's pretty in deep, man. That's pretty deep.
Mm-hmm.
So he underwent emergency surgery. Yeah, he lost all his vision in his left eye due to the mishap. And he now remains in the intensive care unit. But let's gotta give it to the guy. The guy did not decide to go to the emergency room. He tried to relax and weigh it up, but obviously that didn't work out for him. All right. Shoplifters stuffed 102 bottles of nail polish. What?
No, I'm about to say, it's like, so after he got, you know, after he accidentally did it, so he pulled it out and then waited 10 hours?
No, he waited 10 hours and then he went to the hospital.
Oh, with the thing still stuck in his head.
Yep, he had emergency surgery.
Smart.
Yeah, that's a lot of guts out there. All right, so we know about, you know, people, these men and women going out and shoplifting. Well, this guy decided to stuff 102 bottles of nail polish into sweatshirt and pants. A suspected shoplifter was arrested after trying to steal more than 100 bottles of nail polish from a local CVS. Marco Gonzalez entered the store in Connecticut on Thursday night and stuffed 102 bottles of nail polish into his sweatshirt and pants. Police confronted him at around 9 p.m. at the store. The nail polish bottles made by Essie and Sally Henson cost $8.49 each. Altogether, the nail polish totaled close to $900. Gonzalez was transferred to police headquarters where he was charged with fifth-degree larceny. He was released on a $10,000 bond and is scheduled to appear in court. Yes, he stole $900 worth of nail polish.
Damn. So now we know how much.
What's that?
Exactly. Now you know how much you can actually put in your pants and your shirt and all that stuff. $900 worth of nail polish.
It's a lot of freaking nail polish.
For what? For
I'll tell you that much. It's a very good question. I guess they didn't get to interrogate him. All right, so check this out. This is true dedication right here.
He's going to go to the court. He's going to go to the court. At least he's going to be stopping him, you know, with his own nail polish.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. This really is true dedication. Why? Simple. A woman was going to get married, and she happens to be a reporter in China, and an earthquake happened. So what does she say? Honey, hold on to the wedding preparation. I have to go report. Mind you, she goes in the wedding dress and reports on the scene about the earthquake right before she was going to get married. Just minutes before the ceremony, she stopped, went with a wedding gown to cover the massive earthquake that hit the nation's southern province over the weekend. Can you believe that?
Can you repeat that one more time? I think Blog Talk is having its usual issues.
Jesus Christ. Okay, a Chinese reporter who was just minutes away from performing, from having her ceremony, getting married, she decided to stop the whole preparation of getting married. Yeah, can you hear me? Joe, can you hear me? Joe, can you hear me? Joe? All right, guys, we'll be right back after a quick commercial break. Obviously, Blog Talk Radio is acting up again. Stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Okay, guys, I think we're on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, not sure if we're on here, but we're trying to get back on against Block Talk Radio having a major issue again. Want to send our apologies. We are trying our best. And we will try to come up with a solution because we just can't take enough of this stuff already. Either way, that pretty much wraps up the show. I'm hoping you guys can hear us because of this issue here. With that being said, we want to wish you a very good night, and we'll catch you tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. Good night.